to be talking to CCMA award winner Sean Hogan, who will be coming to the Bell Petroleum Center in Peace River December 7th with his Canadian Country Christmas Tour. How's everything going, Sean?
Everything's going great. Thanks, man. It's been a lot of fun so far. We're just early on the tour. There's 16 shows across Canada, and it's our 16th year, and we just did three so far, so we've got a whole bunch left, and looking forward to coming up there for our annual event. I think it's our 13th time in Peace River with this show consecutively.
So what made you start the Canadian Country Christmas Tour 16 years ago?
Well, I'd written a song called It's Christmas Time, and I thought it would be great to go back into the communities, small towns specifically, or smaller cities that played our music as artists at that time, and of course lots of them have since, and help give back to the community that was giving us some radio airplay support. And so that's how it started, and you know, in the last 15 years alone, we've helped raise over $250,000 for various community charities.
When you started putting it on 16 years ago, did you imagine this being a yearly annual thing, or was it just so successful that you just continued through it?
That's a great question. I don't think I've ever been asked that question. I never imagined that it would be this long running, and I'm sure glad that it is, but we have so much fun. There's been dozens of artists, of course, over the years, dozens and dozens of artists on the show tour. But this year I have with me a few veterans of the tour, Dwayne Steele, who's also from Peace Country, from Hinds Creek area, a long time ago. And we have Adam Gregory, who lives in, also a CCMA award winner like Dwayne Steele. And he's living in Phoenix these days, but he's from Alberta. And we have Thomas Wade, who's a CCMA award winner and a friend and a great songwriter, and he's out from the Toronto area for the tour again. This is his fifth year. This is Adam's second year, and I think it's Dwayne's 11th year, believe it or not.
Oh, jeez, wow.
Yeah, Dwayne hasn't done the last few years, but out of the 16, this will be his 11th, yeah.
Jeez, you just hooked him early, eh?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and I think it shows, and that's why we keep going, you know?
Now, you have a special little connection to the Peace region there.
I do. Yeah, I do. I actually have a friend up there who we're so grateful. He has sponsored this tour, and that is the company, of course, is Peace River Ford and Go Auto, two separate companies. But my friend Kelly Whalen has helped sponsor the tour with a beautiful, Ford really has done it. It's Peace River Ford and Kelly's company, and Ford gave us a truck to use for the tour, and we've got that everywhere we go, and it says Peace River. And you know, over the years I've developed a friendship with folks up there, and I actually bought a car up there this summer, so that's kind of cool. I drive around with Peace River all over the back of my Ford Escape hatch. It says Peace River Ford, and I'm living on Vancouver Island, so it's doing what I can. Yeah. But yeah, I want to thank Peace River Ford for that, because it's very valuable having that support with a truck for us, and you know, in the weather conditions that we face traveling around Western Canada. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that too.
Well, I'm speaking with Sean Hogan, who's coming to the Bell Petroleum Center in Peace River December 7th with his Canadian Country Christmas Tour. You have a new single also out recently here called New Year. What brought that single out?
Yeah. Well, I wrote it a couple of years ago, maybe three now since I wrote it, but I just recorded it this year. And really, you know, some of those years, you get to the end of the year and you're just tired of the news from the year, you know, that it's not always good news, and you want to lighten up and have fun. And that song kind of pokes at that whole predicament of let's get on with the new year, right? And here's to the new year. And I'd written several Christmas songs in my career, but never a New Year's tune. So the new year is a track that I'm releasing, and also a song called She Makes Me Feel, which just came out, and it's a beautiful tune I wrote. It's basically because of my wife, inspired by her. She makes me feel, and I haven't released a ballad in a long time, but the new year is definitely a holiday release, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Now, is it hard, because you've mentioned you've written a couple Christmas songs, and now the New Year's one, is it hard to write seasonal hits like that, or is it just come natural to you?
I'd have to say it comes natural, but you can't force it. But when you're writing a song, usually you have some inspiration and you just pick up on that and go with it. And that's the best thing you can do as a writer, and just, work with it and live with it for a little bit. I think that's how it works for me anyway, but everyone's a little different. I think I'm probably more like a rock singer songwriter in that regard. So you do have to attempt to write, like make your brain think about writing. You got to get down to it, but I don't try to clock in on writing or anything.
Because, there's so many Christmas classics out there. Is it hard to try to compete against those, knowing in a week or so that when Christmas music starts to play, you're going up against Michael Bublé and all that for airtime?
I know. Well, it's true. But I guess, the songs that I've released, like The Meaning of Christmas and It's Christmas Time, they're specifically slightly more towards the country sound, if you will, even though, country gets a little more pop all the time. But they're still very much like contemporary to what's being played. And I don't really think about the competition. You got to do what you do and do it as well as you can and enjoy doing it. And I think that shows in the end and people pick up on it. But I'm happy to hear that and grateful that you folks there at the station in Peace River have given me the support over the years. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, Sean, making some time out of your busy schedule while you're on the road.
Yeah, you know what, Everett, it's great to speak with you. And just to let people know, over the years in Peace River, this is our 13th year, but in the past 12 years, we've helped raise tens of thousands of dollars for your community right there, and you guys are great, and we look forward to seeing you again on December 7th.
Sean Hogan will be coming to the Belt Petroleum Center in Peace River December 7th with his Canadian Country Christmas Tour, along with Adam Gregory, Thomas Wade, and Dwayne Steele. You can get your tickets at the Belt Petroleum Center or online at bpcenter.ca.